And this is the record from KUOW. I'm Jeannie Yandel in for Bill Radke. Late last week, the story broke that stunned many of us here in Seattle. A Kent man alleges when he was a teen in the mid-80s, Seattle Mayor Ed Murray raped him. The man, going by the initials DH, has filed a civil lawsuit against the mayor seeking unspecified damages. Now, Mayor Murray says the allegations are not true. He says he won't leave office and he will continue to run for re-election. So what happens now? We have a guest with us to help us understand what happens next. Michael Pfau is a Seattle attorney who has prosecuted sex abuse cases. Hi, welcome to the record.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So now that this civil lawsuit has been filed against the mayor, what happens?
Well, when a civil lawsuit's filed, it triggers certain deadlines. For example, there'll be a trial date set probably about 18 months from now. And then also both sides start what the lawyers call the discovery process, which is a process by which each side gets to ask the other side for information and witnesses, and ultimately will lead to both the mayor being deposed and the victim being deposed.
Now, the statute of limitations has expired on DH's claims, so this is not a criminal lawsuit. And you talked about the next steps in the civil lawsuit, but what does the prosecution of this lawsuit look like?
Sure. The mayor is not facing criminal charges, but our state has a special statute of limitations that allows childhood victims of abuse to sue many years later under certain circumstances. So it allows the victim, who will be the plaintiff in this lawsuit, to move forward, ask for a jury trial, and ultimately ask for damages, money damages, on behalf of the abuse he suffered, or the alleged abuse he suffered.
And in this case, it would only be monetary damages. Yes, that's the only thing that DH could potentially get out of this lawsuit.
Monetary damages. This case will not result in the mayor being criminally prosecuted.
Well, as we've been talking about, the mayor is vigorously denying all of these allegations. He's been clear that he'll fight them. So how will the mayor's lawyers approach this, or how might they approach this?
Well, you know, it's an unusual case. Most of the high-profile sex abuse cases end up being against, or the entity that's sued is the Catholic Church, the state of Washington, the institution that protected the abuser. In this case, the mayor is the alleged abuser. I imagine they'll start by denying the allegations, and they'll, I assume, attempt to attack the credibility of the victim. Likewise, the victim's lawyers are going to have a lot of questions for the mayor, I would imagine, concerning how he had contact with this 15-year-old, what were the circumstances, and who else knows about the contact he had with the 15-year-old.
Also, these allegations are from 30 years ago, so ultimately, how provable or unprovable are charges like this against the mayor?
Well, we, in the cases we file, we prove these allegations all the time. That doesn't mean they're true, but if witnesses are still alive, those witnesses will be interviewed. And in the big scheme of things, 30 years is not that long ago. I don't know that there'd be any documents relating to the interaction between the mayor and the alleged victim. But certainly, both sides are going to want to find out if there are any other witnesses, if there are any other people out there who can testify that, yes, indeed, the mayor had contact, sexual or otherwise, with this, with the person who's bringing the lawsuit.
Well, the Seattle Times reported that there are two other men who accused the mayor of abuse when they were teens. They also told the Seattle Times they were willing to testify in court. It's not witness to this particular set of allegations, but they're corroborating similar things. What might that indicate?
Yeah, potentially. I think it's a big problem for the mayor. You know, if you have one person accusing someone of a crime, it becomes a he said, she said, or in this case, I think a he said, he said. When you have other people accusing the same person of a crime, it can be powerful evidence. But I think what both sides are going to do is look at the quality of that evidence. How credible are the witnesses? Mm-hmm. How similar are the facts between what these two others said happened and the person who filed the lawsuit? So I think they're really key to the case. Really key to the case.
Hmm. How often are civil cases like this one settled?
Well, in our system, you know, there are various statistics on this, but 90%+ of civil cases settle. However, a lawsuit against a mayor in office who's running for election is a very unusual set of circumstances. So I don't know. I think it'd be difficult for the mayor to settle the lawsuit because I think in regardless of what happened in our political world, there will be a lot of people, a lot of voters who are going to say, if you settled, there must be something there. Hmm. And I think that's a real issue for the mayor.
Michael Pfau, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Michael Pfau is an attorney here in Seattle. He's in the past prosecuted claims of child sexual abuse against the Catholic Church, the state of Washington, and the Boy Scouts of America.